In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, hour number three. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, John Zmarek joining us now, stream.org. John, how are you today?
I'm excited. I'm loading up on the mezcal and popcorn for tonight.
Yeah, debate night. That's right.
Yeah.
So how do you think it's going to go?
I think it would be impossible for Joe Biden to underperform expectations unless he drools into the microphone and electrocutes himself.
Oh, some things are still possible.
The media are going to just talk about how he cleaned Trump's...
Yeah.
If Biden does terribly and Trump attacks him, the media will say that Trump pounces, you know, offends the elderly, risks losing the senior vote, and then if Biden performs well, you know, they'll say they're wondering about Trump's mental fitness. I mean, expect it to be like East German media in 1980. That's about how fair the media are. But you know, there's still a few cracks in the wall, and you know, stream.org, where I write, is one of them. I've got a new piece people might enjoy called "The Catholic Case for Biden."
Saw that.
Part one.
You and Jason Jones wrote that, right?
That's right. This tart hasn't got much rat in it, and it's a reference to a Monty Python sketch about this woman offers her husband rat tart. Every dessert has rat in it, and he asks for a piece with not so much rat in it. For any believing Christian, Joe Biden is rat tart, and
yeah,
you're being asked eat around his support for infanticide, his support for euthanasia, his just outrageously immoral positions on fundamental issues of morality. But the U.S. Catholic bishops, who get 40% of their money from government programs as a nonprofit contractor, 40%, have issued a voter's guide with 47 issues. On which they judge the candidates, and abortion is just one of them. Others are like labor unions,
mm-hmm,
and climate change, and a group of liberal Catholics have actually done something they call Catholic Voter Guide that's meant to look official, and it judges Donald Trump as worse than Joe Biden on virtually every issue, but judgment, yeah, okay, on the baby killing thing, maybe he's better. In the piece, Jason and I talk about, imagine one party wanted to reintroduce slavery. Okay, wanted, mm-hmm, to re-enslave black people, and the other didn't. Would you include, okay, slavery as one issue out of 47 when you issued a Christian voter's guide? Would you?
No.
Would you consider that?
No, you would have 47 out of 47.
That's right. Jason Jones and I are doing a six-part series at The Stream where we actually go through those all 47 issues and try to see who does better than the Biden or Trump from a Christian perspective. So I hope people check out stream.org. Over the course of the next week, we're going to be doggedly going through all these issues and seeing if, you know, maybe there are one or two where Biden does a better job. You know, we're going to be honest, but overall, I don't think it's going to go well for Joe.
Well, tell Jason hi for me. We did a pro-life event here several years ago where he was on air with us throughout the whole thing, and good guy,
oh,
by the way. You couldn't pick a better half to write these with, by the way, John.
Oh, yeah. Jason is great to work with. He has a new film out with Ben Watson of the NFL called Divided Hearts of America. Hmm. And it's a really solid, principled documentary on the abortion issue.
I'll get him on.
Talk to both sides.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'll get him on.
Yeah. In fact, if you hear from him, tell him to reach out, and I'll get him on air.
Yeah, send me an email.
I'd love to. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think tonight we need to be watching. I think Trump's going to try to be funny and magnanimous and presidential because this is one of his rare moments where he can connect with the American people without
Do you think
really
he'll poke at Joe as much as what he maybe has in the past, John, or how do you think he'll handle that?
Do I think he'll what?
Poke at Joe.
I think he will because he'll want to rattle him and make him mad.
Okay.
Because when Joe Biden gets mad, he threatens to beat people up in the parking lot. He accuses them of not being really black.
True.
He asks them if they're on drugs and what will send
That's
them to
true.
A drug test.
Good point.
Joe Biden, I mean, don't feel sorry for him because he's an old man. I mean, you know, some of the Nazis live to be old. He's a nasty guy. Joe Biden was a nasty, mediocre opportunist when he was 30, when he was 40, when he was 50.
Yeah.
And an embarrassment to the Democrats. I mean, it was kind of funny when Obama picked him as vice president. Everybody said, oh, Joe Biden, the plagiarism guy, the guy who plagiarized other men's autobiographies and claimed to be the son of coal miners, that guy? He was a Saturday Night Live skit who got to be vice president.
True.
And now him getting the nomination was just comical. Everybody had written him off. But then the Democrats got scared of Bernie Sanders.
Yep,
revived him.
Yep.
Because Bernie Sanders admitted and openly said how socialist the Democrats wanted to be, and they wanted somebody reassuring, like Biden, who's just mediocre and opportunistic and kind of familiar and seemingly harmless. But then the riots forced the Democrats to just follow their radical fringe. And now Joe Biden sounds like Bernie Sanders, only an old, confused, incoherent version. It's like Leonid Brezhnev, you know, the old Soviet leaders who were like barely competent. We're considering electing Leonid Brezhnev as president of the United States, or another good comparison, Chancellor von Hindenburg in the 1930s. He was supposed to keep Hitler under control.
John, wouldn't
we really think
it didn't work out so well?
Oh, go ahead.
Do we really think this old man can keep the radical extremists under control
and
want to burn down
cannot.
Our city?
No, he can't. I mean, would it be safe to say, on the one hand, that Bernie created Joe? He did, because without the threat of Bernie, no one would have rallied to Joe, and now Bernie is running Joe's economic platform, first of all.
There you go.
And
that's
second,
the deal, yeah.
But then would it be safe to say Bernie's followers out in the streets are killing Joe?
That's right.
Yep.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. We'll see on Election Day.
Yeah, we'll see. Well said.
If Biden wins by 400 million votes, we're going to know something crooked happened.
Yeah, that's a fact. John, as always, I appreciate it. Tell Jason hi
again.
Thank you. All right, man. Take care. JohnZmierakStream.org. Barber's Foods is up next. By the way, today, Save the Children, 10 times match. So whatever you give to Save the Children is matched 10 times. Now, better yet, whatever you do with Barber's Foods, you get a 5% discount. 5% of that order is also going to go to Save the Children. So you can help out two things, your freezer and Save the Children at the same time. Barbersfoods.com, get a 5% discount. You save 5 at checkout. That's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. Also, 5% of all sales for all items available from Barber's Foods will be donated to Save the Children in the month of September. You care where your food comes from, so buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
Flesh and Beck is up next. Kevin Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H is how you spell that. Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. If you've had any kind of an auto accident, you need representation, and or know somebody that needs representation, have them call Kevin. Again, the phone number 303-806-8886.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I, I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Geno's Auto Service, yes, they'll take care of your vehicle, get you ready for winter. They've got a great special always running. Just ask for the Rush to Reason special, 303-794-6700. That's Geno's with a J, genosautoservice.com.
For over 37 years, Geno's has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Geno's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Geno's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Geno's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Geno's online at genosautoservice.com.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And most of you heard that The Rock, who's the movie star, Dwayne Johnson, has endorsed Joe Biden. Well, there's several rumors running around, I think most which are true, that says The Rock had to do that because he's emboldened to China.
Beholden?
Or beholden, I should say, to China.
Yeah, he is. As Charlie was mentioning off air, China invests heavily, heavily in The Rock's films.
So he's basically sacrificing the country that made him who he is.
Yes.
To endorse Joe Biden.
Yes.
That's a bunch of crap.
And by the way, I think anybody who votes for Joe Biden is endorsing China.
Agree.
I mean, China gave his kid Christians a ton
that are,
of money.
Christians, those of you that are going to vote for Joe Biden, did you hear what Andy just said? Say it again, Andy.
I think anyone who votes for Joe Biden is endorsing China.
Thank you. And what does China do to their people?
They're not too cool to Christians.
Thank you.
John, China imprisons Christians.
Thank you. So why as a Christian would you want to vote for Joe Biden, which is a vote for China?
Because you're insane.
Because you're a moron.
Yeah. You know, by the way, on Thursday, I'm going to be talking about, is Trump the Christian candidate?
Well said.
And is it Christian really to vote for Joe Biden? And I'm going to go into in depth on that. But yeah, I think people have to keep in mind that China owns Joe Biden. Wholly. I mean, they wholly own Joe Biden. And China is pouring tons and tons and tons of money behind the scenes, allegedly, into this election in all kinds of ways through PACs and so forth to help Joe Biden win.
Okay, I'm going to play something that a listener sent me. Thank you very much, by the way. I had to send this into our production department to clean it up because it has a lot of words we cannot play on the radio, obviously. Now, I'm also going to give you fair warning that this is a lady, she's a black lady, and she's mad. And you're going to hear it in her voice. But I thought this was worth playing, especially if there's any of you out there listening that have any doubts in your mind about what the Black Lives Matter movement really is. I think most of you that are listening probably are on my side of the fence and realize that it's just a big ruse for total communism and a takeover of our land. But in case some of you may not have known that and were not aware of that, and need some education on what Black Lives Matter really is, this lady actually pretty well sums it up herself. And again, we had to clean this up. There's a lot of yelling, so you may want to turn the radio down ever so slightly because she yells a lot in this. And, you know, by the way, once you hear her story, as she'll tell at the beginning, rightfully so. Charlie, you got me up? Here we go.
Tell me, what the f*** was all that marching in the street for, hmm? Looting and carrying on, looking like coons in the street, hmm?
Huh? Now, and real quick, I need to start this because part of this got edited out. Her nephew was shot in the head by Black Lives Matter movement. That's why she's actually making this video and why she put this out.
Who the f*** does Black Lives Matter to? Tell me right now. Who? Who? You motherfuckers is out in the street doing dumb s***, selling poison to your own people and everything else. Shooting and killing one another. Huh? Black Lives Matter. Because it doesn't even matter to you, does it? Huh? Does it? It doesn't. You treat your women like trash. Let me tell you what the problem is. The black man. I said it. And you can take that however. But who the f*** selling drugs in the street, killing their own f***ing people? Gang banging, fighting, arguing over bull like turf. Oh, you're on my block. You shouldn't be on my block. The f*** is that? Conan in these f***ing streets. For what? You got that slave mentality. And you refuse to reprogram your mind. You refuse to wake up. And you refuse to stop being a slave. You have nobody else to blame but yourself. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. They took my nephew, man. Black Lives Matter. To who? 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 Who the f*** they matter to? It doesn't even matter to each other. We look at each other with hate in our eyes. Hate. But you out there kissing everybody else's. You don't even love yourself. How the f*** are you gonna expect somebody else to love you? Tell me. Wake up. We're an endangered species because of us. Nobody else. People treat you the way that you treat yourself. How you feel on the inside is how you get treated. So if you feel like trash, they're gonna treat you like trash. And it's clear how we feel about ourselves. Look how we treat each other.
And I'll leave it at that. I think she pretty well sums it up.
My gosh, this lady for president.
Yeah, she wow. was hot and mad at her own people, quote unquote, because of the way they're acting.
Well, she was emotional over the loss, obviously, as any of us would be. But listen to everything she's saying.
It's true.
This is all self-inflicted.
Yes.
It's all self-inflicted. You're not being hunted disproportionately by cops.
No.
All the numbers say you're not. White people are not killing you proportionally by you know, per 100 of one or the other. It's actually going the other way.
The black-on-black crime is what's happening. She's exactly
black-on-black crime is destroying all the inner cities. For crying out loud, this is self-inflicted.
That's what she was saying.
And Black Lives Matter is basically bringing one message to these people. Look away from the facts, look away from the evidence, and hate other people and blame them instead.
And by the way, keep doing what you're doing and killing yourself off.
John, you've been coaching businesses for how long now?
Oh, several years now.
Yeah, and running businesses for much longer, right?
Yeah, since I was 22.
Yeah. How good are employees who look to blame everybody else for their own mistakes?
They're the worst employees you could have.
Right. Well, how good are citizens? How good are communities that do that?
They're the worst kind. They won't last. They don't survive.
No, they don't.
They'll eat themselves from the inside out.
Exactly.
Kill themselves from the inside out.
And it'll ruin a business and it'll ruin a country.
It'll ruin a community, which is exactly what it's doing. Look at any inner city right now that Black Lives Matter really exists heavily in and tell me what it looks like.
You're exactly right. Every time I look at, you know, small black children, these beautiful, precious, wonderful gems of children, and then I realize what they're going to be in 10 years because of the poison.
Yeah.
That is being shoved into their skulls by their schools, by their community, by their leaders. Oh my gosh! And I just think, my gosh,
press.
You're destroying this kid's future.
That's right. And by the national press as well.
Yes, and by the entertainment industry. And oh, gee, what about our sports icons?
And by the way, you'll hear some of this tonight in the debate on Joe Biden's side.
Yeah, you will. Yeah.
So it's coming. It's coming at these kids from everywhere.
Yeah, they blame it on what? White supremacists? How many of those
narrative.
Are there? How many?
None. I shouldn't say none, but not very many.
Virtually none. The KKK's membership is, my gosh, it's virtually nil. White supremacists, there are virtually none. And where there are some, we hate them.
Right.
Because they're racist.
That's right.
Okay? But there are virtually none of them. They're not doing anything to you. They're nobodies. They're laughed at in the streets. Okay? Folks, any community can shoot itself to pieces.
And that's what's happening in a lot of places.
And I feel for this lady.
I feel for this lady as well. She lost her nephew for a reason that shouldn't have existed in the first place. And that's exactly what she was saying. They're killing their own, and that's exactly what she was saying. And she's hot. And you know what? She should be.
Her nephew is dead.
Yep.
Because of the teaching in the black community for the last several decades.
I had to play that, folks, and I know we had to clean it up. And it's actually, I don't know about the rest of you, but it's disturbing in a way to hear her talking about this, the thing she's talking about. She was excited. She was mad. She was angry. But it's a message that needs to be heard, because the wrong message, to Andy's point, is being fed to a lot of these young kids in all communities, not just the black community. It's the white community, Asian community.
Oh, yeah.
Spanish community. I mean, you name it. It doesn't matter what community it is. They're all being fed the same bunch of crap over and over again, because that's what the news media is feeding them. That's what Black Lives Matter wants.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Well, you're right. That's what they want. Let me ask you something. What do you think is happening with white young people with the whole white guilt thing being shoved in their face over and over and over and over again? And some of them turn to violence in the form of Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
But other ones are just constantly looking, who can they judge? Mm-hmm. Who's around them? Who can they call a racist who has never been one?
Yep.
This poison affects everyone.
This poison affects everyone to the point where we've got certain candidates, even here in Colorado, that got elected only because of their skin color, not because of anything they've accomplished and or were going to accomplish going to Washington.
We elected. Correct? Oh, exactly. Absolutely true.
And it's happened more than once in this state.
Yes.
And not just this state, but across the country.
Yes. You know, and here we elected a president for 8 years.
Because he was black.
Who was a first-term senator who had never built a business. He had never accomplished or achieved or built or created anything in his entire life. He was a community organizer with a law degree.
I'll go one step farther.
What?
Not only did he not build them, he tore them down.
Yes.
And the way he did his community organizing, folks, if you go back and read about what he actually did, he didn't build any businesses. He tore some down.
Yes.
Is the opposite. You didn't build that. Remember, he said that. Remember?
All he was
you didn't
was a,
make that happen.
He was a protester in chief.
That's right.
And then we finally elect Donald Trump to come in and clean up his mess.
Yep.
And there are people now trying to point the finger at Trump, who has done nothing but improve things for the black community.
Well said. We'll come back. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. If you want your kitchen to be that enchanted place in your home where you go, you hang out, you enjoy, you have fun, you can do that with Enchanted Kitchens. They can show you what things are going to look like before they ever even set foot inside of your kitchen to remodel, I should say. They'll take some great pictures in the before and after side of the fence. But just go to klzradio.com, find Enchanted Kitchens, 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern. But for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you've visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, he'll help you figure out how to pay for that enchanted kitchen, in a lot of cases, right out of the equity in your home, and in some cases, not costing you anything when it's all said and done, because 90 cents on the dollar will come back in that kitchen remodel. Kurt can explain that. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take aim, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and John Vecchione joining us now. John, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today, sir?
Great, great to be here.
Senior Litigation Counsel for the nonprofit New Civil Liberties Alliance, and you're going to talk about something that not necessarily would affect us in Colorado, although I'm going to wrap some things into this as to where I think this could potentially go. But the U.S. government is trying to force charter boats and companies that take their customers out fishing and sightseeing to actually use a monitoring system that would monitor them all the time, not just when they're taking people out, right?
Not only that, but you have to call every time you leave the dock.
Oh, you have
to call the government and tell them what you're doing. So not only do you have the tracer device that has to be approved by the government, can't just be any GPS off the shelf.
Gotcha.
You got the tracer device, and then you also have to call them and say, "Mother, may I?" If you're taking your wife across the bay to go to dinner or something.
Hey, John, before we even get into the Big Brother aspects of this, and it's kind of fearful if I look at it, what is their big reason for doing this? I mean, ostensibly, what is the purpose of
great question.
The government
yeah,
even asking for this kind of power?
They say, you know, all the fish belong to the government in the Gulf of Mexico. That's where this is happening. It's happening in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And they say that this will allow them, because the other thing you have to do is electronically every day within a half hour of docking, send them what your customers' fish were, because that's also going to be a big expense.
Gotcha.
But the fact is they say it's to monitor the fish being taken out of the Gulf. But that really doesn't work here, and I'll explain why if you want to know. But,
okay.
But that's their ostensible reason. They're saying that it's going to make for better fisheries management.
Okay, and why do you say it's not?
Because the amount of fish that are taken by charter boat...
it's probably minuscule, right?
Minuscule compared to the big...
Commercial fisheries.
Actual commercial fishers,
yeah.
Which take, you know... You got to watch it. A net goes in the water. You could get the whole quota in very quickly.
Right.
And then the other one though is just you and I going out on our boats and going fishing, and we don't have to do anything. And they take a lot, much, much, much larger than these folks do. And there's also cheaper ways.
Yeah.
To
okay.
Do
I want to stop you. I want to stop you for a second, John, real quick on that because I've been out in the Gulf and been in other parts of the world fishing and so on. What I know just from my end of it and doing some of the tour boat fishing is the difference between me as a novice tourist that is on some boat where, yeah, the guy hopes that you might catch a really big fish, but, you know, he's taking you out for a leisurely cruise day and having some fun and feeding you some food and so on. And let's face it, if you catch some fish, great, but really it's just kind of about the experience of being out on the water and so on. Whereby... The guy that actually, quote-unquote, fishes for a hobby-slash-living, if you would, is more likely to catch far more fish than me, John Rush, the novice, out in the Gulf of Mexico, correct?
I think that's true. And the other thing about it is that, you know, it's the type of fishermen who go out, like you said, a lot, the people who have their own boats know where the fish are and are doing this all the time.
Right. Yeah, so, I could see the, you know, John and Andy... have our own little boat down in the Gulf of Mexico. We really enjoy fishing. We sort of semi-retired, but, you know, we go out fishing four or five times a week. We're more apt to catch fish far beyond what Charlie on a tour boat might actually catch, right?
Certainly, and also there's more of you. You're just so numerous compared
yeah.
to charter boat.
Well said.
Okay.
So, going back to the device then.
Yeah, we see their big reason that they put out for doing it, which of course is illegitimate. What is their real reason for wanting to track these boats?
I don't actually know, but I will tell you this.
Hypothesize.
We sue the bureaucracies all the time. And as soon as they do one thing, they want to expand.
Yes.
It's just their normal move is we have the control of this resource. We are going to...
Well, And there is, you know, and again, well said, by the way. And John, that's partly why I wanted to bring you on, because some folks are listening thinking, John, man, we're a long way from the Gulf of Mexico. Why are you doing this story in Colorado? Well, the reality, John, is I could see if this takes a hold in that area, then what keeps them from forcing the local outfitter in Colorado that might take some folks fishing or hunting or whatever and basically doing the exact same things all over again here in Colorado?
The only thing is that would have to be on federal lands, right? The state
correct.
Regulates the state.
Yeah, but we have a lot of federal lands in Colorado that folks hunt and fish on.
Yeah, federal lands, federal waters.
Mississippi, yep, as soon as you go west of the Mississippi, you're all, that's exactly right. So I just wanted to make clear that, you know, it's the federal land that can do this.
That's right. That's right. So what I'm getting at is I'm not too far off in my thought process where if this happens there, they win, they keep doing this vehicle monitoring system, that could be expanded into all sorts of things the federal government would want to have tabs on, right?
Yes. As any time you had a license or you using a federal resource, they would say, oh, yeah, we can monitor you all the time. That is the fear.
Yeah.
You know, John, this is an insane infringement on your personal liberties. Okay, there's no way around that. You're actually going to watch us. Big Brother's going to watch when we go out. We got to report it when we come back, what we got. But also, what about the cost? I mean, we're going to have to pay federal workers or state workers or whatever to oversee this.
And then on top of that, the charter companies are going to have an increased cost, which means their tours are now going to have an increased cost and so on, correct?
That not only is it going to do that, but, you know, some of them are part-time and marginal, and I'm not so sure the bureaucrats don't want to just force them out of doing this, you know? It could be just put those costs on them. Because up in Alaska, you know how you report your fish? Your charter client fills out what fish you got, you countersign it, so it's more, you know, you can't have fraud when you have two people. They both got to sign, you know?
Right.
And then you just send the papers in. It's a much less expensive program. It's done just by paper. You send your paper in. It's got the signatures of whoever got the fish plus the captain, and it just goes to them. Why they couldn't do that, I don't know. They need electronic filing at the end of the day, every day.
This is almost, they've almost taken what's going on in the trucking industry with, you know, with the system that they have to report, you know what I mean by that, the electronic logs and so on. It's almost like they've taken what was in the trucking industry and now applied this to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, not in the trucking industry, though. I guess they say that we got to make sure these guys aren't falling asleep or something like this. They at least have some reason. And
yeah, but
well,
what happened in the trucking industry, and this is where I'm going with this. What happened in the trucking industry was the big trucking companies lobbied hard for the electronic logging devices to really put the little guy out, John, that couldn't afford all the cost and all of the things that went on with the electronic logging devices. My question is that what's going on here in the Gulf of Mexico as well?
There's no question that's what happens. Regulations always help the big guys. They never help the little guys.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. And folks listening, that's why we're talking about this. Yeah, this is in the Gulf of Mexico, but just go pick any other industry that the feds would want to get their fingers on. And if they, to your point, John, if they win one particular area, it just continues to expand, doesn't it?
That's exactly what happens.
Well, the big guys already have an office full of people who do nothing but shuffle paper.
That's right.
Okay, that's why they can handle every
expense.
Yeah, every expansion of these kind of governmental powers.
That's right.
Well, little guy, forget it, man. They're done.
That's right.
And it's that way with every regulation. And here, you know, these really are small businessmen. They have one boat. Some people have maybe three boats, but they take out six. On average, they take out a maximum six passengers.
Okay.
Right. So this is not a cruise ship with thousands of people on it.
Right.
You know, with international powers or anything, or international clients. These are small businessmen, and these are going to be important costs. And of course, the bureaucracy knows that, and they know they don't have a lot to fight with, and that's why the New Civil Liberties Alliance does this.
So where does the lawsuit stand at this point, John?
So, in fact, I served the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Louisiana. This is down in Louisiana. There's people from all most of the Gulf states suing the government, but they were served, and now the government has to respond. I think I don't have the exact date right here, but it's November.
Okay, Gotcha. All right. Well, keep us informed. I'd love to know how this story goes. John Vecchione, Senior Litigation Counsel for the nonprofit, the New Civil Liberties Alliance. And John, if folks want to follow this case, what website do they go to follow it?
They go to the New Civil Liberties Alliance. So it's newcivilliberties.org.
Perfect. John, thank you. Keep us posted. We'd love to have you back.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Bye. Sir. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, and folks, again, you're thinking, John, Gulf of Mexico, it's a long way from here. Well,
it's the same feds.
Thank you.
By the way, if you and I ever owned a fishing boat together and they made a movie about us, I want to be played by Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
He's perfect in those roles, and you can be Will Ferrell.
That works. I'm good with that.
It'll be great.
It'd be fun.
I haven't you ever seen Matthew McConaughey? He's always in these fishing movies.
He's hilarious, too, by the way.
He's fantastic.
I would own a charter boat if I was in one of those areas. It'd be fun.
It would be fun, but like... Last. Yeah, but like John was saying...
I wouldn't want to do this, though.
No, but like nonsense. John was saying, you're going to take 6 to 8 amateur fishermen out.
Very amateur.
They're doing it because to experience it.
If they're not amateurs, they're renting their own boat and doing their own thing. Andy.
Exactly.
That's how this works, folks. So again, yeah, this is one of those things where if it's happening there, it could come to your front doorstep too. So we'll come back and talk more. Don't go anywhere. Novus Auto Glass is up next. And don't forget, at Novus Auto Glass, they work with all insurance companies. Yes, all insurance companies. If you've got insurance and you've got something going on glass-wise, you need a windshield, you need a replacement, you need a repair, whatever it happens to be, they would love to work with you. It's N-O-V-U-S, Novus. It's Latin for innovate. RushToReason.com/Novus for a location near you.
Call Novus Auto Glass as soon as you notice a chip or crack in your windshield so they can save you more money. Novus Auto Glass wants to help you save more money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at getting a repair when you act fast. Glass repair is more complicated than you think. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack unfixable. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, though, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. Novus works with all insurance companies, and for those without windshield coverage, Novus will give you a discounted cash price. It's simple. Novus Auto Glass saves you more money. Visit RushToReason.com/Novus now and find the windshield repair expert nearest you. Novus Auto Glass, the inventors of windshield repair.
Save the children. Don't forget, 10 times match today only. Get that donation in by tonight, and it'll be matched 10 times. 10 turns into 100, 100, 1,000, 1,000, 10,000. You get the drift. Just add a zero to whatever you give, and that's what it becomes. SaveChildrenKLZ.org or call the special number today only, 1-800-520-2649.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder on a COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope, day 2 of 2, with a special phone number for you today. This is not the same phone number we had yesterday. I'll tell you why in a second, but take this phone number down, or better yet, call it right now. 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649. Today and today only, your gift on our COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope, your gift is increased tenfold. That's right. So a gift of $50, the impact is $500. $500 is $5,000. Today, your gift of $1,000 has an impact of $10,000. Call right now. 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649. And remember, $100 can still provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. But now it'll do it for 10 children for that. 800-520-2649 or go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Stream Auto Repair, don't forget, $100 off your timing belt replacement. We're going to talk to them tomorrow and find out exactly what's up in October. But for now, get that appointment made. If you want to save on a timing belt replacement, now is the time. Extreme Auto Repair, find them at KLZradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Mark is up next on the phone. Mark, welcome.
Hey, this is Mark. I call you guys sometimes. Hey, so I emailed the city of Denver, and I said, hey, what do you guys want us to do if a mob surrounds our car? Because apparently you're not doing anything about the protesters,
right?
And you trying to prosecute us. They barely even answered the question. It was almost like call 311 if you have any further questions.
You're kidding me.
Send me something back. I'll have to send it to you what they sent me back.
Mark, do you feel safer now?
No.
Okay.
I emailed Brockler's office because somebody told me to do that, and they at least responded back with Dan Kaplis did an interview with him and asked him that same question, and they sent me what his response was. Basically, he sounded like he's a pretty reasonable guy. If your life's in danger, you know, you can defend yourself.
Yeah.
Which is what I got.
Yeah, that sounds like George. That'd be a solid answer. Yeah, send me what they said. I would appreciate that.
Yeah, what's your guys' email?
Just send it to John, J-O-H-N, at RushTO, so RushToReason.com.
Will do.
Thanks, right. Mark. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for that. Joe is up next. Joe, welcome. What's up, sir?
Guys, let's talk bingo cards. We want to talk the gaff one, or we want to talk the other one?
Oh, I don't care.
I like the gaff one more, but you can't say it all on air.
The other one's better. Well, we better do the other one.
Better do the other one. That's right. That's legal.
For those who want to play Biden bingo tonight, 5x5 matrix, you get 5 in a row, left to right, up and down, diagonal, you win the bingo. So here's your choices. Box 1, common sense gun control. 2, $15 minimum wage. 3, green energy. 4, middle class. 5, LGBTQ. Student loan forgiveness, climate change, abortion and a woman's right to choose, income inequality, electoral college, universal health care, paid family leave, fossil fuels, guaranteed basic income, wealth tax, systemic racism, fracking, assault weapon ban, billionaires and corporations, DACA, wind and solar, Russia, national popular vote, military spending, and amnesty.
And you missed one.
You missed
Trump's
one.
Taxes.
Trump's taxes.
Oh, Trump's taxes, right.
Yeah, that's a pretty good list. I'm sure if you don't win bingo tonight on that one, you're not listening.
I think my card's going to have X's and lines. I'm going to have like 6 different lines on my card.
It's going to look more like tic-tac-toe, Joe.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Let me ask you something, Joe. Do you think he's really going to want to mention Russia right now?
Oh, good question. Maybe that box gets left open.
Yeah, maybe that box is the empty square.
Trump, I think, might mention it, though.
Yeah, with Hunter getting $3.5 million.
It'll get
from...
filled in on Trump's side.
Yep.
So, okay, here's a question. What's the Trump debate bingo card going to say? Economy?
Economy, jobs.
Jobs, low on, you know, before COVID, low unemployment rates for minorities.
Yep. Israel, UAE.
That's true. Yeah, Israel.
You know, peace treaties.
You know what? I think there'll even be some things in there about COVID and what he actually did to help protect the American populace. When Joe was running around saying, you know, come on in, come on down,
right.
Trump's saying, no, we're closing this. We're not letting anybody in right now.
Yep. I think mail-in voter fraud. By the way, if you saw some of the things today, they found a guy, just one, and apparently several. One guy with 300 ballots
yep.
in his car that he harvested from
yep.
some old age homes. They found
saw that.
3 trays of mail in a ditch in Minneapolis.
Joe, how do you think Trump's going to fare in terms of, look, he's going to be under fire. There's no question that this is 2-on-1, all right? Chris hates him. So he's going to be under fire, but Trump shines as a counterpuncher. How do you think he's going to make that work?
Well, again, they're going to make accusations. He's going to come back and he's going to dismiss them. He's going to accuse the guy of you're here to moderate, not to fact check me. They've tried it in the past. It didn't hurt him in the past. I don't think it'll hurt him tonight.
How many times do you think he'll say fake news?
Ooh, that's a good bingo one.
Yeah, that would be on his card. I'm going to say at least half a dozen times tonight you're going to hear fake news.
Well, and I because you know the taxes thing is going to come up because that's just one of the things that the left's trying to do to divert the attention from Hunter Biden to Trump, of course. So you know that's going to come up, and I think Trump can very very easily because it's him and it's his taxes. He'll easily defend that.
Sure. By the way, did you see the Western Journal article where he actually prepaid $5 million
yes,
in taxes?
I did see that.
So for your listeners, by the way, the reason he only had to pay $750 is that he had previously prepaid $5 million in that.
And I want to make sure
overpaid in the past.
And by the way, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. We don't know any of those numbers to be exactly accurate because, again, no one has actually seen these returns. This is all hearsay.
Right. New York Times says, well, we have them, but nobody can see them. We won't tell you where we got them from. We won't even show you Xerox copies. We won't even post a copy of what we claim we have hidden away in a locked drawer somewhere.
Well, they won't release they don't want to release anything because they don't want to release the source. Because you know the source is going to be some leftist activist who's in government who should not have released any of this.
Because it's against the law.
If you actually have the return, the source wouldn't appear. So why not just, publish a photocopy?
I know, but somehow, some way, they're worried about it getting traced to the source. They've even said that. So, I don't know.
I think that's a bunch of hoopla.
Yep.
It's a joke.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, but furthermore, Joe, just real quick, I've been saying this all along and I mean it. How many individuals, especially reporters, but how many individuals do you know can even read their own tax return, nonetheless, President Trump's?
No, I doubt for a tax return that complicated, you've got K-1s, you've got LLCs. You got net operating losses.
I mean, I know how thick mine are, and I'm not even close to what President Trump has, and most people couldn't read mine, nonetheless his.
I've seen a picture of one of his years. It was about 3 feet tall.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I'm not bragging by any stretch of the imagination, but if you printed all of mine off and put them on top of one another with the entities that I'm involved with and own, mine are probably 3 inches thick, Joe, and I'm just me. Just think of what Donald Trump's would be.
When I was at Carrier, we filed electronically, but our hard copies were, believe it or not, our hard copies were about 2.5 feet thick,
yeah.
But we didn't have as many entities as Trump has.
No. Every entity is going to be its own return with all of those schedules. And again, folks, I don't want to get into all the details because most of you wouldn't know what I'm even talking about when it comes to depreciation and all the rest of the stuff that's there. But they get very, very involved. And again, Joe, I'll say this openly. The average American doesn't even know how to read their own return, nonetheless his.
Exactly.
Hey, so, well, guys, I got to ask you guys this. Will it violate social distancing tonight at the debate when Chris Wallace and Joe Biden are at the same lectern?
Podium.
They're at
debating
the same podium.
The same way, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, good question.
By the way,
sharing the same mic.
Speaking of mics, you've heard that Biden won't submit to an earpiece check.
Right.
I heard that.
But I heard he had one actually implanted in his head. I'm serious. That's what I read.
If I had to bet money, I would bet that he's going to be wearing an earpiece tonight.
I agree.
Just like,
Yeah, be talking. Just like Hillary did.
Just like Hillary and just like NFL quarterbacks. You can't see it. It goes way down in the ear canal. But
that's right.
I guarantee you somebody's going to be feeding him ash.
Well said.
Well, he always wears shades, so he'll look like FBI.
There you go. Joe, thanks as always. I appreciate it. Purify Chevrolet is up next, folks. It's purifychevrolet.com. Find new roads. Anything you need, new or used, they've got you covered. It's simple. 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. One text message I had to send some laugh emojis back on is, your comments about white supremacists is incorrect. According to Homeland Security, white supremacists will remain the most persistent threat in the USA. Black Lives Matter is not a threat. Yeah, tell that to all the burned down cities across the country.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a text in jest or if that texter is serious. So
that's got to if they're serious, if they're serious, that's scary.
I just sent a laugh emoji back. So anyways, Andy Pate, myself, Charlie Grimes signing off. If you missed the first hour, be sure to catch it next. We had a lot of fun with Scott Wilder from Save the Children. Don't forget 10 times match today only. Go to KLZ or so go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org, SaveChildrenKLZ.org. But myself and Andy signing off. And I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, Health and Wellness Wednesday at 3 o'clock. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.